Hey girl, hey, it's Tiffany Noel. I hope all is well, sweetheart. How's it going? Good, good, good. I am so glad you stopped by my podcast today. Thank you for coming on to my YouTube channel. I do appreciate all the visitors and all the love and support. Listen, I want to let you know that I love you. You know I do. That's why I do this podcast. That's why I make these videos. It's because I care about you guys. I really do. From the bottom of my heart. And I want us all to win, guys. Okay, not just a select few. I want all of us to win because it's enough out here for all of us to eat. Trust me, it is. Listen, I just came by to say hello. Life's been really doing its thing lately, but as you can see, I'm maintaining and I'm holding on. For those who don't know, I'm a grandma now. I'm a glamma now. My beautiful grandbaby is 3 months old and she is so full of life. She's brought so much more joy into our home and into our lives, and that's pretty much what she was supposed to do, so she on her job. We love her so much, and she's learning and picking up so fast, guys. It's amazing. But you know, I just been being a mom, being a grandma, a glandma, working, still on my spiritual journey as you are. You know, like I stated, it's not gonna be easy. It's gonna be some times where we can't do anything for ourselves. As far as meditate, yoga, workout, it be days like that. And I just want you to know that that's normal. And that it's only 24 hours in a period. So don't beat yourself up about what you didn't do that day, because there's always tomorrow, guys, okay? Remember, this is a journey where we're learning and we're growing and we're loving ourselves. So we're not rushing. It's not a race. And there is no finish line. Let me just throw that out there. You will never be done. You'll never be done learning. You'll never be done growing. You know what I'm saying? That's what this life is. It's about learning. So, soak up all the knowledge that you can, guys. And share as much information with other people that you can. Because you don't know how you will be helping somebody out. Just by stating a simple fact. Something you learned today or something you heard today could really help somebody out with a project they're working on, or just a thought that they're having, something they're thinking about putting in motion, you know? Each one teach one. I love that. You know, that's always my motto. Every time I learn something, I be excited because I like learning. So I share it with people. Oh, guess what I found out? Oh, look at this. Did you know this? You know, just that quick. And it'd be some really interesting stuff. You know, great conversation starters, things like that. And it makes you look interesting. You know, you always got something nice to talk about. People love your company because you always have something to tell them or teach them, you know. So that's always good. That's always a good benefit to have as a friend, period. You know, for your friends to be able to learn from you and to grow with you, all right? Remember, we can't be selfish on this journey because we are learning and we are growing. That means we are loving ourselves too. And if we're loving ourselves, we are loving other people. Definitely want to love those that are around us, our families, our friends, the people we vibe with on a regular basis. Yes, your co-workers. You can show them love. Remember, pull your weight. Do your job. Do it to the best of your ability. Show up. Show out if you have to. That's showing love to your coworkers. That's showing love on a job because you stick it to your word. And again, you're showing love to yourself with that because you're sticking to your word. Signed up for this job. You said you'll be here these days, these times, and you've been doing it. Pat yourself on the back for that, whether you like that job or not. That's a commitment that you're fulfilling. People don't look at those little things. That's the little things we overlook. What we've already committed to, a job, a marriage, a relationship, being a mother, you know? So, that's why I say don't be so hard on yourself. We do a lot, guys. We do a lot, so much in a 24-hour period that we don't notice, that no one else notices, that no one recognizes, that we don't even recognize or celebrate for ourselves. So, sometimes just stop and stand still middle of the day, morning, night, just be still and think about where you are right at that moment, where you're standing at, where you are in your life, and ask yourself, how do you feel? You should feel very proud of yourself. For one, you kept going. That's number one. You never stopped. You never quit. You never gave up. You kept going. If nothing else, you pat yourself on the back for that. Because we know we run into a lot of obstacles and walls that make us want to quit. But that's where your faith come in at. That's where your love come in at for yourself. And this is hitting home for me. I'm getting teary-eyed, but I'm not a quitter. I got way too much ahead of me that I want to accomplish. And I feel there's so much more that God wants me to do here. So I'm going to keep going. And I'm going to encourage you to do the same. Like I said, stop. When you're feeling overwhelmed, just stop. And recognize where you are. Where you're standing. Where you are in life. What's going on in your mind. And where you're finna go when you're done standing there. I want you to think about all of that. And I want you to recognize your accomplishments. And I want you to pat yourself on the back, because no one does that for us, guys. And we damn sure need to do it for ourselves versus waiting on somebody else to do it, okay? So, I'm gonna get me, I don't know if I'm gonna drink coffee or tea. I'm torn this morning. Normally, I do both, honestly. I get up and get tea. And then while I'm working, I have coffee. Lasts longer. But I'm about to get me something hot in my stomach, get ready for work. I did a nice prayer session this morning when I woke up. Woke up around 3:30. And just feeling grateful for where I am in my life. And I just want you guys to recognize that too. I want you to recognize yourself today. Yeah, I'm going to go make a post about that. I want you to recognize yourself today. Guys, follow me on social media. M'Lady Noel on Facebook. M'Lady is my first name. Noel is my second name. It's not my picture there. It's the Evil Eye profile pic. My profile pic is the Evil Eye symbol. Instagram. Empress Noel Day. And Miss Lady Noel 75. No, it's Lady Noel 75. And Empress Noel Day. Empress Noel Day on Instagram is my most current page. I'm on Threads too. I think it's the same as my Instagram handle. I don't do TikTok, guys, but you might see me on there, Lady Noel. I really don't be on TikTok all like that. That's strictly entertainment. But on Facebook is where you'll see a lot of my inspirational posts. I don't do too much on Instagram either, but Facebook, M'Lady Noel, you'll see me a lot on there. You can send me a friend request. You can message me. Remember, I told you guys, I'm always here if you need somebody to talk to vent to confide in. I'm really that listening ear, guys. Your business stays between us. I don't gossip. I don't run and tell nothing. I just sit and listen, and I pray with you, and I pray for you. Okay, I want you to understand what a friend is, and I am your friend, and I need you to understand that we all need a friend, at least one, in this world. So I love you guys. I'm not going to hold you. I know it's been a while. I'm going to start back, going back a little bit more. I said I wanted to find a different platform so I can have guests on my podcast, but it's coming. Have a wonderful day. Have a blessed day. Have a safe day. Have an amazing day. And it's Friday. So have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe, blessed up, and be well. You know I love you. Until we speak again, peace.